Before we get started today, I got to tell you something really quick. Everything, absolutely every course at schoolofthespirit.tv is 70% off for the next few days. We're preparing to transition, removing all the content. It'll be available to you, but what you get right now, you can never get again. 70% off for the next few days. As we transition, we want to bless you. We want you to grab a hold of these resources while you can. Remember, schoolofthespirit.tv. All the prices are marked. There's no codes. Just straight up get there while you can. Their clock is ticking.
What do you do when all hell is breaking loose against you? Maybe you can relate. Maybe you've experienced this reality where it seems like it's coming from all sides. It feels like you just can't catch a break. It feels like the hordes of hell have made you their favorite target. Can anybody relate to the words that are coming out of my mouth? Do you get it? Have you experienced this? Maybe you're experiencing this right now. Maybe all hell is breaking loose against you right now. If so, you got to track with me because we're going to stand today. I'm telling you, there are certain seasons where it's not just one assignment over here or one attack over there. It just seems like it's coming from all sides. Everywhere you look, the enemy is meddling. Everywhere you look, the enemy is doing his dirty work. Everywhere you look, the enemy is working to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It's coming from all sides. It's coming from within the family. It's coming from within the church. It's coming from within your workplace. It's coming from within wherever you go to the gym or whatever you do. It's like everywhere you look and everywhere you turn, here is enemy interference, enemy attacks, enemy twisting words, enemy trying to bring strife, enemy, 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 enemy. But guess what? The good news is that God is in the mix. We have to be careful when all hell is breaking loose against us to stay Christ-centered, because if we don't, we'll get moved by the circumstances. We'll be pushed back by the vain imaginations. But if we can stay Christ-centered, if we can keep our eyes on Him, if we can stand and withstand with our head held high, we will maintain our authority in the Spirit so that we can stand, not just stand against it, but push it back. So that we can stand, not just stand against it, but win, overcome, press through, and have a testimony that aligns with the victory that Jesus died to give us. We need to be a people who understand when all hell is breaking loose against us, all of heaven is on our side. We must tap in to our spiritual resources. We must be a people who understand the realm of spiritual warfare, and we must engage the enemy. We can't just sit by and think that God is going to fight all our battles for us without us lifting a finger while we sit on the couch and feel sorry for ourselves. No, it's never worked that way. It never will work that way. We must do our part, even if our part is only believe. Sometimes our part is just to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, but we must have the right strategy for the battle we face. And when all hell is breaking loose against us, we must run into the strong tower to find safety, to get a strategy, to understand what the will of the Lord is. He will guide us. He will lead us. God always leads us into triumph in Christ Jesus. He's never lost a battle, and we don't have to either. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. I'm so grateful that you've joined me today. It's going to be good. I'll tell you what, my style is when the enemy meddles with me, I want to teach you what I'm learning in the process so that you can stand against it, because I know I'm not special. If he's attacking you, he's attacking me. If he's attacking me, he's attacking you. And together, one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight, and we are going to overcome every demon power that has dared to stand against the one true living God dwelling on the inside of us. Together, we are going to break the power of darkness that has invaded our surroundings. We're going to do it together. Hashtag, we stand together. Guys, come on and let me know where you're coming in from. Oh, I'm on a rant today. I have had my fill of the demon attacks in this season. This is witchcraft season. It breaks on Resurrection Day. In the meantime, we have to break it. Amen. Oh, Jesus. There's just something about the name of Jesus. Let me know where you're coming in from, guys. What day, what city, what nation? I'd like to know. Hello, Tammy, Carol, Julia. Sorry you're no longer with us, sweetheart. It was sad to see you to dip out. That was unexpected, and I hope you're doing well. Good morning, Pastor Joy, Barbara, Tammy Smith, Lloyd, Ray Williams, Kathleen, Noel, God bless you, Inez. We're going together. We're going higher. We're going forward. We will not be stopped. We will not be hindered. We will not be stalled. We will not be delayed. We are going somewhere together that we can't go alone. We have each other's backs. Hashtag, we stand together. Guys, share this quickly with somebody so we can get started on time, please, today. Amen. I've got 19 messages to create in the next 14 days, and I need your prayers and attempting just to work on my messages and not come pray with you, but that's not who I am. I'm here to pray. I'm here to stay. So pray for me. I get all those messages done that God gives me divine revelation, unction, insight, that he can help me make a 3 days journey in one day like Jonah. Amen. It's a lot. It's a lot, and God is a lot bigger than whatever a lot is in our life in the moment, guys. Share this on your timeline. Share it via Twitter. Share it via Messenger. Tag somebody. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Make sure you spell my name right. And share this quickly. We're going to get started. We're going to do the roll-in. All of these broadcasts are on replay exclusively at YouTube, youtube.com/Jennifer LeClaire Ministries. That's where you'll find these broadcasts exclusively. All the replays, there's 9 years over there. So check that out. And then we're going to read today from Evenings with the Holy Spirit. We're going to read from Evenings with the Holy Spirit. If you've got Mornings with the Holy Spirit, you should pick up Evenings with the Holy Spirit. It's the same vein, different devotions, different words, different scriptures, same vein. So check that out. We're going to read from that. And then we're going to begin to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to pray through. We're going to break through. We're going to see where he leads us and where he guides us. We never know what it's going to be like because, well, Holy Spirit leads us and we never know what he's going to do, but every day is an adventure in the Holy Spirit. So get on up, get on board. Hello, Rev Lisa. Good morning, Monica, Cheryl Marshall, Kimberly Dimmick. God bless you. Get on in, guys. Share this quickly. How many of you have shared? Oh, Jesus, no. We need more of you sharing. So some of you are just coming in. Do me a favor. Share this on your timeline. Share it via Messenger, via Twitter. Tag somebody. Do what you got to do to get the word out for me because I want to help more people. That's why I'm here. I could be sleeping in. I could be resting and relaxing with my coffee and my Holy Ghost. I could be doing anything, but I'm here for you. So help me reach more people, guys. Help me break that shadow ban and get that word out there for me. Amen. God is good. Then we're going to get into our segment on prayers when all hell breaks loose against you. Amen. And so we're going to have to lock shields. We're going to have to choose to stay focused. We're going to have to choose to stay clear and just press in together. No distractions, no side hustles on the broadcast today. No pitching for your orphanage or what all the stuff we see going on every day. None of that. Stay on one accord or exit the broadcast. Those are your choices today. You've got two of them. Stay on board. Stay on one accord. Stay focused on the task at hand. You know, as a soldier in the army of God, if you don't stay focused, you can get hurt. I said, as a soldier in the army of God, if you don't stay focused, you can get hurt. And we don't want you to get hurt. So stay focused. Amen. One accord. No gaps. Are you ready? Have you shared? If you've shared, say, I'm ready. If you've not shared, you're not ready, but you can fix that quickly by sharing this. If it's your first time, say first time. If it's your first time, it won't be your last time. God's going to help you. He's going to open your eyes. He's going to open your heart. Amen. Ooh, that coffee is calor. It's hot. Dear God in heaven, it's hot. Let's bring in these other platforms in. See if we can get this Clubhouse to work today. It loves to act up. Share it quickly, guys. Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, senior leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. This is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. Let me just prophesy to you, something good is going to happen to you today. You better believe it. Amen. Guys, today's broadcast is brought to you by Tactical Warfare. It's a series on schoolofthespirit.tv. You're going to want to check that out at schoolofthespirit.tv. It's called Tactical Warfare, and it is in the spiritual warfare section. Tactical warfare. You've got to get equipped. You have to understand what tactics to use, what tactics are available to you. So many people use the same three methods of warfare, same three tactics for every battle, and that's why you're not winning. God gives us the strategy, but we must educate ourselves on the various tactics that are available to us in the Word of God. And so get on over there, guys, schoolofthespirit.tv/tactical-warfare. schoolofthespirit.tv/tactical-warfare. You've got to get equipped. You won't get nearly as beat up as much as you do if you know how to fight. Check that out. Guys, I'm coming to you live from South Florida. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. Our heart is to equip you to live a supernatural breakthrough lifestyle. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. You've got three different opportunities to tap in with me every Sunday at Awakening House of Prayer in South Florida or online. 10:47 a.m. We're in a series on revival. You can come on over. If you're not in the region, you're going to watch that at ahop.online, ahop.online. You can even go deeper with us if you want to get an official, become an official member. You'll tap into those morning service archives for the last 10 years, as well as the life group, the virtual online healing rooms, prophecy rooms, deliverance rooms, the virtual prayer line. There's so much for you, the virtual community. It's all there for you. If you want to go deeper with us, get official at ahop.online/webchurch. The second service is School of the Spirit at AHOP. Guys, we're going into the deeper things of God. These are things you don't hear a lot of churches teach on many times. And we're ending that series on family wounds. And you can also tap into our new series, Activating Angels on Assignment. Activating Angels on Assignment. You're going to learn how to work with angels. And when you do, listen, these angels, they're here to minister to you. Are you giving them something to work with? Are you declaring the word? Are you understanding the realms and what they can do and how they go about it? If you don't know these things, you're ignorant of angelic devices. Just like we're not supposed to be ignorant of the devil's devices, we're not supposed to be ignorant of angelic devices. They are ministers to the heirs of salvation, and that is you. And if you're not working with the angels, you are neglecting one of the greatest assets that God has given us in his kingdom. Amen. Check it out, schoolofthespirit.tv/angels. Then we're going to go into that third service. We're in a series on prophets, 4 p.m., prophets in the Seven Mountain Mandate. Check it out, schoolofthespirit.tv/seven mountains. We're dealing with prophets in the media mountain, prophets in the business mountain, prophets in the education mountain. It's really good. No one's ever taught on this to this level before. I've never seen it. I'm digging hard, guys. Check it out, schoolofthespirit.tv/the7 mountains. Today's devotion is coming from Evenings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God. And today's devotion is titled, Repetition is Your Friend. Repetition is your friend. And here's what I heard the Lord say. Repetition is your friend. Repeat the word over and over. Read it again and again. Talk about what you have learned. Share it with whomever will listen. Read books packed with the word. Listen to messages that share the lessons. Get kingdom principles into your spirit when you wake up in the morning and as you go to sleep at night. Find creative ways to keep the word in front of you. Meditate on the word day and night, and then be careful to do all it says. Then you will discover your ways are successful. Come on, God is good. We've got to keep the word in front of our eyes and in our mouth. We must get it in our spirit, in our mind, in our lives. Listen, we need to be a people of the word and the spirit. We need to stay in balance. If we don't stay in balance, we will not be able to sustain attacks of the enemy. Amen. We have to walk circumspectly. The word of God is, oh, I love the word of God. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Evenings with the Holy Spirit, wherever you find books online or on my website, jenniferleclaire.org. Now the prayer starter from the devotional. I'm inspired. I want to eat the scroll. I want to meditate on the word day and night. I want it to become part of me. I want it to renew my mind completely. Let this inspiration motivate my heart to make the necessary changes in my life to keep the word of God at the forefront of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God, we're so grateful to you. You are an amazing God. There's no one like you. You are the Word made flesh. In the beginning was the Word of God, and the Word was God, and the Word came down and walked among men. You are our everything. We exalt you, Jesus. We honor you, God. We press into your heart today to hear every word that comes out of your mouth. We need your help. We need heavenly assistance. We need you more than we know, God. We need you. There's no one like you. There's no one who compares to you. Capital Y, you. You are the Most High God, the all-sufficient God, the all-knowing God, the everywhere all the time God, the everything to everybody God. You are our God, and we claim you as our own. So we press into your will today. We want to do what you would have us to do. We want to know what you would have us to know. We want to be where you would have us to be. We want to walk where you would have us to walk. We want to talk the way that you would have us to talk. We want to praise the way that you would have us to praise. We want to worship the way that you would have us to worship in spirit and in truth. We want to war the way that you would have us to war with a confidence armored up with the weapons of our warfare. God, you have set us up for success. There's no one like you. You are good through and through. You are our King, our Lord, our God. And we press into your word today. We need your word. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We need your word. It is the sword of the Spirit. And the word of God is living. It's alive. It jumps off the page and speaks to our heart. The word of God is living and it's active. It never returns to you void. It always accomplishes that which you send it to do. Your word never fails. Your word never falters. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces to the division of soul and of spirit, so we can discern how we're not thinking right. We can discern the realm of our mind, our soul that's not yet renewed. Oh, Jesus, your word, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Whatever dagger, whatever fiery dart, whatever weapon that the enemy has launched against us, it is overcome by the word, by the two-edged sword that's sharper than anything else that exists on the earth, in the heavens, or under the heavens. Jesus, you are our God. Oh, Jesus, we will not live by bread alone, but we need to live by every word that comes out of your mouth. So we will press into the scriptures. We will press into the spirit, because your word is not just written in a book called the Bible. Your word is spoken forth every day by the Holy Spirit of the living God. So we will take your word and war with it. We will take your word and meditate upon it. We will take your word and let it marinate in our hearts to renew our minds to the realities of heaven. We love you, Jesus. In the beginning was the word, and the word Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all Scripture is breathed out by God, and it's profitable for teaching. Lord, we want to be profitable, so help us get in your Word. We want to be profitable. Help us find those witty inventions by your Spirit. We want to be profitable, so we stand on the Scripture that tells us very plainly that you have given us the power to create wealth, to establish your covenant in the earth. That is your Word, and we want to profit in your Word. So we'll meditate on your Word day and night. We'll let it wash over us through and through. We'll seek to walk in it as best we can, because we don't want to be hearers of the Word, but not doers of the Word. We don't want to be deceived. So Lord, break any deception off our mind from not obeying the Word. Break every deception off our heart for not enacting the Word of God in our life, the written Word, the Rhema Word, the Spirit-inspired Word. God, help us. We want to be profitable. So bring reproof to our souls. Bring correction to our souls. Bring training in righteousness by your Word. It shows us where we've gone wrong. It shows us how to get out of the mess we're in. It shows us the wisdom we need for the moment. It shows us the power of God. Oh, Jesus, help us to get in your Word day and night. Help us to get in your Word night and day. Let it repair the parts of our soul that are broken. Let it rebuke the parts of our soul that are deceived. Let it train the parts of our soul that need schooling by your Spirit, God. We want to be complete. We want to be equipped for every good work. So we need your Word. Oh God, help us to be students of your Word, to study it, not just to read it like a fiction book, like a history book, to study it, to show ourselves approved. We need your Word. Your words are worth their spirit and their life. Your words are spirit and their life. Your words are spirit and their life, and they sanctify us. Your Word is truth, and your truth sanctifies us. Your Word is truth, and your Word saved us. Your Word is truth, and your Word delivers us. Oh, the truth sets us free. The truth sets us free. The truth in the Word sets us free. Not the world's truth, not our own truth. The truth in the Word sets us free. We know that heaven and earth will pass away, but your words will not pass away. Your Word is forever. Your Word is infallible. So help us frame our lives with your Word, oh God. Help us to frame our lives with your Word. Word, oh God. Help us to speak the Word only. Help us to stand on the Word, despite what it looks like, despite what it sounds like, despite what it feels like. Help us to stand on the Word, because your Word is truth. Your Word is power. Your Word is alive. Your Word is active. Your Word is effective. Your Word, it will not fail. It will not pass away. Your Word is truth that breaks the lies. Your Word is healing against the sickness. Your Word is deliverance against the demons. Jesus, we will hear the Word of God and we will keep it. Lord, let it renew our minds. Let write it on the tablets of our heart. Let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. Help us, Lord. Let it dwell in us richly. Let us sing the Word. Let us speak the Word. Help us declare the Word and decree the Word and proclaim the Word and share the Word. Oh God, help us, Lord. Because the grass, it will wither, and the flower, it will fade. But God, your Word will stand forever. These vain imaginations, these words of the wicked one that taunt us, that haunt us, they will not stand. They will crumble and fall in light of your glorious Word, which never fails. It's your eternal Word. If you spoke it, you meant it. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. It's the Spirit that gives life. Your words are spirit and life. So we will speak the Word only. We will speak the Word of of God over our bodies. We will speak the word of God over our finances. We will speak the word of God over our families. We will speak the word of God over our businesses. We will speak the word of God over our cities and our nations. We will keep speaking the word of God until we see the word of God come to pass, because we know that it's only a matter of time. Every word of God proves true. You are a shield to those who take refuge in you. We will hide behind your word. We will hide in Christ, who is the word. I thank you, Lord. Your word is profitable to us. So, Lord, help us to profit by the word. Help us to move and live by the word. Help us to operate in the word. Help us to share your word with others that don't know you. The good news of the gospel, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We need your word. We need your word. We need your word to renew our minds. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We receive with meekness the implanted word, which has saved our souls. Now let it renew our souls. Let it heal our souls. Let it deliver our souls. Thank you, Jesus. We're storing up your word in our heart that we might not sin against you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're treasuring the words of your mouth more than our portion of food. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that your word is upright and all your work is done in faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will keep our way pure by guarding it according to your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The entrance of your word brings light and imparts understanding to the simple. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to incline our ear to your word and to shut out every opposing force, every opposing word, every opponent of the gospel and of the scripture and of your spirit. Help us, Lord, to shut out those voices. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of your mouth. So, Father, we will not listen to the voice of a stranger, but we will listen intently to your heart. We will listen for your words. We will wait on the Lord until we hear you speak. We will read your scripture until it jumps off the page. Your way is perfect, and your word proves true. And we will stand on your word, and we've done all we can do. We will stand. We will stand and withstand until we see your word come to pass. We will not doubt you. We will not allow our hearts to operate in unbelief, but we will stand steady, firm, ready, and we shall see your word come to pass. It will not return void, but it will come to pass. The healing shall come. The deliverance shall come. The breakthrough shall come. The victory shall come. It'll come by your word. So we thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, God is good. Share this with somebody quickly, guys. I see you on Instagram, TikTok, Clubhouse, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. Share this quickly with somebody, guys. Share it as quick as you can. We got to get into the next segment as quickly as we can here. We got to go. Let's do this. We got to do this. Let's go. Quickly share it. You know, many years ago, I wrote an article when I was editor of Charisma, and the article was titled, "Does Everyone Get This Much Spiritual Warfare?" It was a popular article because I'm sure that you think that sometimes when you're going through it, it's like, is this normal? Does everybody get this much warfare? And some people do get more warfare than others for several reasons. Sometimes people get more warfare than others because they're not in their spiritual disciplines. So they're not strong in the Lord. So it doesn't take much. The enemy sees them as an open target because they're not strong in the Lord. It's not that they're necessarily in sin. They just haven't learned to fight. They haven't been trained in warfare. They're not doing their devotions. They're not reading their words. So they're easy prey. Another reason why we have tons of warfare is if we are in sin. We have wide open doors if we're practicing sin, and the enemy will walk through that. And the generational curses could be in that same bucket. And maybe you didn't do anything, but your generational line did. And deliverance could be in that same bucket. Because we just have sometimes demonic entities, people without persons without bodies in us, and we need deliverance. And the warfare doesn't stop because of what's in us. So the sin, the curses, the demons, which are often coming in through sin or generational curses. Then the other reason is because you're doing a great work for God. If you look at Nehemiah, man, he was under so much warfare constantly. They were under warfare when they were rebuilding the walls. They were under warfare when they were rebuilding the temple. Read Ezra, the first four chapters. It's crazy. It's just constant, the battle, the constant. Look at the Apostle Paul. He was in constant warfare, man, constant warfare. He was in prison. He was beaten. He was stoned to death. He was flogged. You know, he was shipwrecked. You know, he was persecuted. He was opposed. I mean, but if I'm going to have warfare, that's the kind of warfare I want to have. I want to have the warfare that comes from doing great things for God. Paul said, a great door of opportunity has opened to me, and with it, many adversaries. Right. So that's the kind of warfare I want to have. Doesn't mean I don't want to have it. But if I'm going to have it, that's the kind I want, because I can take authority over that quickly. And so I'm in a season right now where it's just like, it's been since, I don't know, I guess since I got back from the Asbury Revival, I suppose it's just been drama, warfare, satanic operations. I don't mean just little, you know, low-level devils. I mean like Leviathan's warfare. I'm telling you, it's like all hell is breaking loose, right? And so it's distracted me from a lot of things I need to be doing, because there's some fires that you have to put out. You can't ignore the fire. If there's fires in certain people's lives or in certain parts of ministries, or you have to put out the fire, it'll burn down. And so it's distraction. So now I'm behind on everything else I need to get done, right? And the workload has come like a flood. I'm managing Europe. I'm managing Oceania and Awakening Prayer Hubs. And so it's a lot. But what I've learned is, if you allow overwhelm to get into your soul, the enemy will just come in for like the kill. Bam, he'll come in like a flood. And you might think, oh, he's already coming in like a flood. You think he's coming in like a flood. Wait till you lay your weapons down. Wait till you let him get in your head. You can't let the devil get in your head. All this hell breaking loose against you. You can't let the hell get in your head. You have to keep heaven's perspective. Otherwise, you'll cave. We're not going to cave. I'm not going to cave. This is not my first rodeo. I've been through this, I don't know how many dozens of times, right? And so, but when the hell comes loose, breaks loose, you have to stand and you have to fight. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We honor you today. We love you. And Father, would you forgive us for any way in which we may have opened the door to the devil? Would you forgive us for any way in which we have cooperated with the enemy? Would you show us if there are any generational curses, or if we need deliverance, if there's something on the inside, something invisible that has attached itself to us or our family line? Would you show us so that we can deal with it and put a stop to this incessant attack? God, would you forgive us for all of our sins, and would you cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus? I thank you, Lord, that you are the Almighty God and you've given us authority. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we paralyze every satanic attack that's been formed against us, and we forbid them from manifesting against us even now in Jesus' name. Every attack in our dream life, we break and bind it in the name of Jesus. We paralyze all demonic delegates assigned against us in the name of Jesus. We speak to this hell, the storm of hell that has swirled into our life, and we command you to be still. We rebuke the storm in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I ask you to bring total destruction of all satanic technology against our lives, even now, in the name of Jesus. And we speak to every power of darkness lurking, hunting, bloodthirsty. And we say, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let the path of the enemy into our lives be blockaded by the angelic hosts in the name of Jesus. Lord, fill us once again with your spirit to overflowing. Help us, Lord, to stand and withstand in the evil day. Lord, let every evil thing done against us in the witching hour be dismantled right now in the name of Jesus. Father, loose us from all generational bondage in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to release us from all satanic poison that has come against our mind to cause us to back up instead of pressing in to your will. We command every evil band, every evil thought, every evil intruder to release us now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We destroy every evil remote controlling power that has infiltrated our vicinities in the name of Jesus. We bind and blind every monitoring spirit. We deafen you and mute you in the name of Jesus. We release Holy Spirit fire against you from the God who answers by fire. We reverse every evil design, every evil thought, every evil curse, every evil weapon that's been fashioned against our lives. And we send confusion into the enemy's camp even now in Jesus' name. Every hidden spirit, we say, be exposed in the name of Jesus. Every evil strong man, be bound in the name of Jesus. Every evil authority wreaking havoc on our lives, we break your powers in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I come against and bring to naught and nullify every satanic attack against our lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let us burn and shine with you for you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, use us as a battle axe to continue to contend in warfare that brings enemy work to naught in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the angels of war be released on our behalf in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break and bind every anti-breakthrough spirit, every anti-deliverance spirit, every anti-provision spirit, every anti-miracle spirit that has lurked in our vicinities. I break and bind you in the name of Jesus. We disassemble every satanic cage that's holding back our blessings in the name of Jesus. We destroy every satanic chain, every satanic bondage, every satanic fetter, every satanic rope. We break it, we cut it, we shatter it, we sever it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that every satanic instrument that's been waged against us or formed against us or is in the planning stages, we neutralize it now in the name of Jesus. Every web of witchcraft that has captured us in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to deliver us from it and destroy the web in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, we give you praise because you are the Most High God. You are the Almighty God. You are the God who sits above the heaven and you laugh at the enemy. You laugh at him. You laugh at him. As the nations rage against you, you laugh at the wicked one. So help us, Lord, to stay in the joy of your spirit. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Help us, Lord, not to cry tears like a river, but to laugh from the deepest part of our soul, because we know the end. We are winners. The enemy is defeated. God is exalted. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives even to the death. We are here to serve you. Come hell or high water, we shall do your will. We are here to do things your way. We are here to send demons fleeing. We are here to force them out of our midst. So we will stand for you despite the warfare. We will stand for you despite the onslaught. We will stand for you despite the hell that's broken loose against us. We will stand and we will withstand because you are able to make us stand, and we will not back down, but we will do your will. So make us strong, God. Strengthen us in our inner man and help us to keep standing for what is right, even when the wrong thing is happening to us. And we praise you because you are our sustainer. You are the life-giving spirit. Spirit, you are the eternal God, and we find safety in your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Come on. You have to learn how to fight. You have to learn how to pray. And let me just say it this way. It's not enough just to say the words. You have to know your authority. You have to know how hard and how far to push. When James said, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working, he was talking about spirit-inspired prayer that's fervent, that's alive, that's energized by the power of the Holy Ghost. Many times before you step in warfare, a great thing to do besides repenting is to pray in the spirit until you feel that unction. Pray in the spirit until you get that urgency. Pray in the spirit until the words begin to flow in your natural language like a river that stops up the enemy's plans. I'm telling you, if you would get equipped for warfare, you would have much less trouble with the devil. Too many Christians aren't taught a thing. The churches don't teach it. Too many Christians don't know how to fight. They don't know how to war. And that's why you keep getting beat down and beat up. Listen, it's even when you do know how to fight, it's not always a cakewalk. Even when you do know how to fight, sometimes you take some hits, some body hits, some mind hits. But what happens when you don't know how to fight? Oh, you better believe you're the easy target. The enemy loves to harass, to hinder, to delay, to steal, to kill, to destroy. And we need to learn how to fight. Come on now. Some of you need to go deeper and get some teaching, get some training. Tactical warfare. Check it out, schoolofthespirit.tv.
Remember what I said? This is 70% off. You're not going to find these prices ever again. You're not going to find these classes ever again. Get on over there, browse around, see what suits you. We're preserving all the content for you. We're going to transfer it to the new platform. You'll maintain access forever, but you're not going to see it on the new site. It's a whole new paradigm, and we've got a lot of juicy stuff. For example, if you buy anything, we're going to send you a special gift when we launch the new site. So you can't lose. Grab it while you can, even if you don't have time to watch it right now. Schoolofthespirit.tv. There's no code necessary. It's already marked down. You're like, well, how can something that's $69 be marked down? Because it was originally a lot more than that. And these are classes you can't find anywhere else. Seeker activation classes? Come on. This is great stuff. Get on over there quickly because the sale ends soon. Schoolofthespirit.tv.
I'm going to have to get going here, guys. If you want to sow into this broadcast today, I'm going to pray you out in a minute. I'm going to pray for your family. I'm going to pray for your prosperity. Do our closing prayer. But if you want to sow, it's a good thing to sow. Scripture says God loves a cheerful giver. You sow where you're fed. So if you're being fed here, if this is helping you, consider sowing a seed every once in a while. It'd be the right thing to do to help us to continue on in the ministry. You can do that at jenniferleclair.org/donate. You could sow a one-time seed there, or you could sow you can become a partner. There's all sorts of goodies for the partners over there. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $prophetic books. You can use the text to give. Text the word give to 754-701-2161. You can use the PayPal. PayPal is paypal.me/jenniferleclair. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the Zelle. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire. You can use the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. That's right, Paris. Michael the Archangel didn't rebuke Satan. That's exactly right. That is exactly right, Paris. You can use the Facebook stars. You can use the YouTube stickers. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your goodness, for your grace, for your long suffering with us. And Lord, we ask you to help us today. I lift up all the schoolofthespirit.tv students, all those listening to the sound of my voice, all my YouTube subscribers, all of the Global Prophetic Center students, all those who read my books, the Ignite Network, Prophetic Network, the Company of Seers, the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, the Awakening House Church leaders, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders. Lord, and we just thank you for them. I just thank you for them. I give you praise and honor and glory today for their lives. Thank you that you woke them up today. Help us to maintain an attitude of gratitude, God. Help us to stay in the spirit and not get in our flesh when the wrong things happen. Help us, Lord, to continue to press, even if we made mistakes yesterday, to keep pushing, to keep our hand on that plow, knowing that your grace is sufficient. Lord, I lift up lost family members, ask you to save them. I lift up troubled marriages, ask you to restore them. I lift up demonized friends and family and coworkers, ask you to deliver them. I ask you, Lord, to heal bodies that are sick. I ask you to prosper us, Lord. Lord, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from causing pain and keep us from evil in Jesus' name. Lord, help us to walk worthy of our calling today in the name of Jesus. We acknowledge you in all of our ways and we ask you to direct our paths. Help us to be effective and efficient in what we put our hand to today so that it can prosper and glorify you. I plead the blood of Jesus and claim Psalm 91 over ourselves, our businesses, our ministries, our finances, our everything that pertains to us in Jesus' name. I break every hex, every vex, every curse, every potion, every spell, and every expression of witchcraft coming against us, our families, our ministries, our finances, and everything that pertains to us in the name of Jesus. We command our morning to line up with the word of God. And we decree that today is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Guys, remember also to subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. I'm just about to cross the 200,000 mark on YouTube. And that's where all these replays are at, YouTube.com/JenniferLeClaire Ministries. If you all go subscribe, we'll cross over 200,000 before the end of the day. I love you guys. Have a breakthrough day.